Stacey Abrams, November Election: A Referendum on Coward Trump or Man of Courage Biden. By Jeff Poor on July 11, 2020. Saturday on MSNBC, 2018 Georgia Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams, who is rumored to be under consideration to be 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate this election season, argued November's election was a referendum of characteristics of the two men vying for the presidency, Biden and President Donald Trump. Abrams referred to Trump as a coward and Biden as a man of courage. "I think it means that Donald Trump has proven yet again, as he does on an almost daily basis, that he lacks the moral character to lead the United States, that he lacks the integrity to hold any high office," she said. "And that this election is going to be a referendum on whether we want to continue to be led by a coward or if we want a man of courage like Joe Biden to be the next president of the United States." Abrams insisted the entire ballot must be considered in November and said even if Biden is elected, he would not be a savior of our country. "First, we have to make certain that when people go to cast their vote for Vice President Joe Biden to become our next president, that they vote all the way down the ballot," Abrams explained. "That they vote not only for federal elections but for state and local elections. Because many of the questions of justice are decided not in the White House but at the mayor's level, at the county commission level, at the state legislative level. Number two, we need to make certain that everyone does cast their ballot for President Joe Biden," she continued. "This is a man of competency, of courage, and someone who has faith in America. But more importantly, he is someone who is willing to speak to all Americans, engage and evolve with information. That is something we have seen the current president refuse to do. He denies facts, he denies data, he denies science, and he lies. Joe Biden will tell us the truth, and that's the kind of leadership we need. But number three, we have to not simply pay attention to presidential elections," Abrams added. "We've got to make certain we vote in local elections and that we hold those people we've elected accountable. Joe Biden knows that when he is elected, he's not a savior of our country. He is a leader whose job it is to make certain that those who follow understand and hold him accountable, and that's the kind of leadership we need to not only survive this crisis but to build an America that we can continue to be proud of." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.